Hi, welcome to my kitchen. I'm Mimi Kirk. I was voted the sexiest vegetarian over 50, and I'm 72.
Winner of the contest organized by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or more commonly known as PETA, Mimi was the oldest contestant at age 71 and won hands down with her youthful looks and radiant smile. Mimi shows that there is nothing more appealing than a person who exudes compassion and respect for oneself as well as other beings.
When I wake up in the morning and get out of bed, if I just went on how I felt, I would think I'm in my 20s. So I know for sure my diet, definitely, my vegetarian diet has done a lot for me.
Mimi has been invited to be a speaker at many events, such as the Women's International Summit for Health, and interviewed by numerous media such as NBC, Fox, KUSI-TV, U.S. national television show The Doctors, and ARIA-TV in Bulgaria regarding her secrets for staying so youthful, vibrant, and healthy.
Every day I get tons of email and people tell me I've inspired them to change their diet. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, you know, every week.
On this episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, we're back in the kitchen with Miss Mimi Kirk to assemble the ingredients we prepared on part one to transform them into Mimi's special lasagna, completely raw, vegan, and decadent.
Now I'm going to show you how to plate this, put it all together. When I serve it at the end, I serve a little bit more of these beautiful things, some more hot peppers, a little bit more of the Parmesan cheese, and a little capers and olives. And that's a nice way to give each person a little dish to put a little extra on. And I'm going to use a plate here to do it, but I want to show you one that's been dehydrated. This is a finished lasagna. I'm going to show you how it's done. And if you can see closely, I don't know, but there's little layers. This is a three-layer lasagna. I might make a four-layer one this time, but this is three layers, and it's in a dish that I'm going to actually serve it with. And this could be for three people, or it could be for two. And I like to put it in a flat dish, not a deep baking dish like you would normally make lasagna, because it's too hard to scoop out. I like to put it flat, and then it makes it much easier to take it out. Like this is the plate I'm going to use for the second plating. Just a little secret here. As it sits, everything drains. The lasagna starts to get drained, and when it dehydrates, it gets more liquid here. And sometimes you just have to use a little paper towel and take that off for serving. But this is one that I've topped off with everything. I just can't tell you, this is so delicious. You'll see it looks like Parmesan cheese. Now here's the fun of it. I like to do this first. I like to put just a little sauce on the bottom, a little bit of red sauce. It just makes it nice when you get down to the bottom of this thing. The rest of it's gonna go on top. Okay, there we go. We're gonna lay this out and press it down. We're gonna use three slices in this particular one. And then we're going to put the little short ends over here. Okay, now we'll do the cheese. And I like to spread this out. You're going to spread this cheese depending on, look how nice, that just spreads beautifully. This cheese is amazing. No, for those of you who think it's hard to give up cheese and you want to be a vegetarian or a vegan and you're having trouble giving up cheese, try this. You'll be quite surprised. You could take this cheese, put a little bit more of the Irish moss in it, make it a little stiffer. You can put nutritional yeast in it to make it a cheesier flavor. And you can roll it in a ball and roll nuts on it or paprika or something wonderful on the outside. And you can serve it with some flax crackers. Seriously, you'll give up cheese if you try this. You know that you won't need it after this. And I'm all for that. I think dairy is something you need to stop doing if you're a vegetarian. And I think vegan is better. It's better for the animals if we don't take any of their milk or cheese or anything. I think this is a good time to put olives down here. Just sprinkle them. You don't need much. You just want a little bit of the flavor on here. You notice I put the cheese all the way to the end. I like to have a little bit of the taste in every bite. So I've got the capers and the olives on there. Now we're going to do another layer. I think this time I'll move it on this side so I could put the short side on the other side. It's overlapped just a bit, as you see. Look at these slices. I mean, I just think they're gorgeous. By the way, you can use any size zucchini, but I try to buy these long and heavy ones. I think they cover better, the fatter they are. That's layer number two. And on layer number two, I like to put my pesto. So let's do that. I have some pesto here I'm going to spread out. This is so good, this dish. The zucchini is just such a wonderful thing. It's so healthy for you, and it's so versatile. I mean, you can make all kinds of pastas and salads with it. It's just great, and I also use zucchini when I'm making breads. Okay, that looks like that's covered pretty well. This could use another little drop there. Okay, now we're going to put another layer of zucchini on. Look at that. Yummy. Now, when you dehydrate this, it all kind of melts in, and the zucchini wilts just a little bit, and it's quite beautiful once it's warm. I think we'll just do three layers. I don't think it has to be any higher, but you can put more layers of anything you want on it. You can put spinach, whatever. Oh, beautiful. Okay, now I think we'll cover this with the red sauce. So now we're going to spread this out. I'm generous with this. Take some of the fresh that we just made. I can just eat the sauce the way it is. It's so delicious. Also, the sauce is good on so many other things, so I always suggest you make a little bit more. Okay. You want to cover that zucchini pasta as much as you can. Let's chop up a little basil to put on top. Just in little ribbons. Just a nice little chop. I mean, the color on this is so beautiful. It just, to me, caps everything off. And then, of course, we're going to put those beautiful tomatoes on top. I didn't have any of the red ones on my vines today, but I really like using all the colors on top. I like the reds and the yellows and all the colors on top. I think it's great. We're going to spread this on. Are you getting hungry? Does this look good to you? It looks good to me. I love olive oil, so, you know, I use quite a bit of olive oil in here. I just think it's great. It's also wonderful to dribble on this. Now, last but not least, which I think makes it so beautiful and makes it really look like a real lasagna, is that Parmesan cheese. So let's sprinkle that on. I think we'll put a little more pepper on top of this thing. And you taste all your ingredients as you go and make sure it has enough spices and everything. I've made this so many times, it's easy for me to know exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm also going to show you on the other one how I plate it. You know, you can cut this one in half or thirds or whatever. And I think it's absolutely a beautiful dish to serve. And if you can see all those little slices in there, all the rows of lasagna that we put in here, it's got lots of garlic and all the great Italian seasonings in here. I think that's a beautiful presentation. I love it. So that is our special dish today. And I'm going to see if this other one cuts well, for I can show you how this is going to look on here. If you bring this to the table like this, you can serve a wonderful bunch of olives here. And you see, I'm cooking in a very small space, so the size of your kitchen has nothing to do with what you turn out. I can tell you that. Well, I've served 50 people out of this kitchen, so I don't worry about my small kitchen. So this is the dish here, and I've made some very spicy, quite spicy, a pesto. I took the regular pesto and took a little bit out, and I ended up putting a lot of hot sauce in here. This has quite a bit of hot sauce in here. I'm just going to dot a little bit on the plate for those who like it hot. Something kind of pretty. I think, you know, how you make your food look has a lot to do with everything. So I think we'll cut the other one and put this one in the dehydrator, since this one's had some dehydrator time. Here we go. Use a very sharp knife, and I don't know if you've noticed, but this knife is a porcelain knife. It's a really great knife and very sharp. So I would say that this is about, let's say we do those in thirds. Let's say this was a portion. So you want to cut through that. You want to cut through that easily and keep it intact. And I think that dehydrating this for an hour and a half usually works just fine. And like I say, you don't have to dehydrate it. You can eat it just like it is. That feels like it went all the way through. So now I'm going to show you how to plate this beautiful lasagna to serve to your company or for yourself. Remember, always serve things nicely to yourself. Make, sit down and eat your food and enjoy it and make it look beautiful. So here we go. You're going to see how we can lift this up and keep it in one piece. Slightly tricky. There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at that. All right. Now, what I'd like to do is put a little mushroom on the side, a little dehydrated mushroom. You can either do it inside your lasagna or on the side. Also, I like to serve it with a few condiments here. I've got some spicy red pepper. A lot of people really like their lasagna like that. I've got some olives and some capers and some of that wonderful Parmesan cheese, which I think I'll sprinkle a little bit more on now because it's just so beautiful. And also, I like to serve some olives along the side. And, of course, a few leaves of basil always look lovely on a dish. I love to see basil. So let's put, oh, I think I like the one. Let's just leave that. I think this is beautiful. Here we go. And this is your beautiful plated lasagna with a little hot spicy sauce, a little portobello mushroom that's been marinated, and your beautiful basil from the garden. Look at that. Look at those layers. So beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me today for Mimi's Special Lasagna. You're watching Supreme Master TV, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Thank you.
Visit the fantastic and forever young Miss Mimi Kirk online at youngonrawfood.com or search Mimi Kirk on facebook.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.